Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we never needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord. Reveal your glory and let them trust trust mine. Oh God,
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm joined with my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
I'm excellent, Pastor. Thank you.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Praise God. And again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante, joined by Deaconess Angela Campbell. We are sitting in for Dr. Roslyn Overton. Amen. So let's just pray for Apostle. She may be on the line. She may be on the broadcast this morning. She may not. And as always, our scriptural focus is Job 38 and 12, verses 12 through 13. Excuse me. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the dayspring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. We give our morning, our day, the issues of life in this world, legislated instructions. Amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. If you would be so kind, please visit our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. There you can leave your prayer requests, testimonies, you can ask questions, follow the ministry, and engage the ministry as well. Amen. And before we get started, as always, we always start with praise and worship. So we're going to begin with some praise and worship before we go into prayer. Praise God. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. We give you praise this morning. Father God, we thank you. We just uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. We just thank you for your presence, Father. We thank you for all that you've done for us, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. 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 We give you praise this morning. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God. We thank you for giving us the mind, O Heavenly Father. Come before your throne of grace, Father, with praise and worship and prayers, Father, decrees and declares, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you. We magnify your name. We thank you and we give you praise, Father. We honor you, Father. We uplift your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, we praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, we magnify your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, we uplift your name this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise. Father God, we give you thanks. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done for us. Hallelujah. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for a sound mind. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Father, many laid down last night. Many laid down, Father, earlier this week and had plans for this weekend, Father, but never woke, Father. Never again woke, Father. We're no longer in the land of the living. So we thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you saw fit to allow us, Father, to continue to be in the land of the living, Father. Father, as we are here, use us today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for the sick today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we Father, by the stripes of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, we just decree and declare, Father, those that are fighting infirmities, Father, healed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. As your word says, you will heal all those that need healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, begin to raise individuals, Father, out of their sick beds, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind every devil and every demon, Father, that has brought on affliction, Father, in the mighty name of to them now. Your works will bear no fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. Release the people of God. Release those that we are praying for now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God. Father, we remind you of our prayers that we have prayed for our president, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would speak to his heart, Father, that you would surround him, Father, by anointed and wise men and women of God. Father, that you would stir up the anointings in him, Father. Hallelujah. Let him be led by Holy Spirit, Father, when making decisions for the country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that your will be done in his life, in the life of his family members, in the lives of those he is surrounded with, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the lives of those he speaks to, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray the same prayer for our vice president, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray the same prayer, Father, for our congressmen and congresswomen, Father, our representatives, O Heavenly Father, Father, our Supreme Court and lower court justices, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, every judge, Father, hallelujah, stir up a spirit of fairness, O Heavenly Father, in them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we uplift our children today to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, who need your protection, who need your guidance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those, Father, many are without parents, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, you said you would be a father to the fatherless. So, Father, please father those children now, even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, and stir up the gifts and the anointings in them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Equip them, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. Equip them, Father, to learn the academics, Father, that are placed in front of them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to give them the ability to imagine and dream, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them vision, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Give them the inclination, the desire, Father, to write their visions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for their teachers and parents, Father, that you have anointed them to raise these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Those that have been abducted, those that have ran away, O Heavenly Father, those that are missing, Father, Father, bring them back, O Heavenly Father, but continue to keep them safe, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. And those that are involved, O Heavenly Father, with their absences and disappearances, Father, touch their hearts, Father. Heal them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, of every emotional bruise, every emotional hurt, every emotional scar, every emotional wound, every physical bruise, every physical hurt, Father. And restore them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray their deliverance now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift our senior citizens, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you keep them close to your heart, O Heavenly Father. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, and that all is well with them, Father, and through this winter season, Father. in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that they have more than enough, oh Heavenly Father, of everything that they desire, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We ask that you watch over our police officers, O Heavenly Father. Soften their hearts, O Heavenly Father. But sharpen their minds and their skills, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them operate in wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give them rest, Father. Restore them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirits of racism and division, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that these spirits shall bear no fruits, O Heavenly Father. We shall not eat of the fruits of racism and division, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we uplift families today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak the love and the unity, Father, of family, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak, Father, the solidarity, O Heavenly Father, of family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare families shall continue to grow and continue, Father, to be tighter and tighter, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Your will be done in the family structures, Father. Father, we pray for the men of these families, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would show them how to be men, O Heavenly Father. That you would show us how to be men. Show us how to lead. Give us the vision, Father, for our families, O Heavenly Father. Give us the vision for ourselves, O Heavenly Father. Give us the vision for our marriages, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, for we know our families are strengthened now. We know our families are blessed now, Father. We know our families are anointed now, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We just thank you and praise your name this morning, Father. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Father, those that have, Father, we uplift those, Father, that have prayer requests, Father, that have not released them unto us, Father. You know the desires of their hearts. Father, you know what they stand in need of. So, Father, we ask, Father, that those desires are met now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that every desire, every need is met, Father, over and abundantly, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, and we ask, Father, that we are able to hear the testimonies, Father, and rejoice with the recipients, Father, of answered prayers, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We remind you of our prayers, Father, for those, Father, dealing with addictions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that all is well with them. And, Father, that they win, Father, that they are restored, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that families are restored, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lives are restored. Relationships are restored, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Father, we just decree and we pray and decree and declare, Father, the peace of Jerusalem, O Heavenly Father. Peace in Yemen, peace in Syria, Father, peace in Iraq, peace in Iran, Father, peace in China, Father, peace in Africa, Father, in the name of Jesus, peace in the U.S., Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father, peace in the body of Christ, Father, unity in the body of Christ, Father. in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those before you, Father, that have been dealing with depression, Father, and those that that depression will try to take out through this holiday season, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind the spirits of depression, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, and command a release of joy, Father, over this earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those, Father, that the persecuted Christians, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that all is well with them. You have given your angels charge over them, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. And, Father, that your will is done in their lives, Father, right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We praise your name this morning, Father. We thank you and uplift your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you and praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. And as always, Father, we pray, O Heavenly Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you have granted and will continue to grant us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father, that gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you, Father. For, Father, we know you through the Son, Father, and we pray, we decree and declare, and it shall be established unto us, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, Father, may be enlightened and is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us. Father, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. And Father, we thank you. Father, we decree all these things that we have said before you in boldness, Father, to be so. In Jesus' name we say, thank you, Father God, and amen. Will you lead us in prayer, Deaconess?
Definitely, Pastor Middleman. Father, we do thank and praise you this morning. God, you are awesome. You are mighty. You are sovereign. God, we thank you for everything that you've done all week. We thank you that you've brought us to this Saturday. Thank you, Lord, for the ways that you've kept us, the ways you've directed us, and the ways that you've loved on us. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Abba Father. Abba Father, we just love you. We continue to lift up your name. We continue to lift you up, Jesus. We don't stop praising you and giving you thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being excellent, for being the great I am. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, Korabase. Thank you, God, for being Jehovah Sekenu. Thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah Shalom. Thank you for all the ways that we have known you and the ways that we will get to know you. Thank you, we thank you, because every time you revealed yourself in your word, it was because you were exercising a part of yourself. You were manifesting that part of yourself, and we thank you. We thank you, God. When it was written that you were Jehovah Jireh, it was because you provided. You provided for Abraham, and God, we thank you. When we got to know you as Jehovah Rapha, it's because you took all of the afflictions. You took the afflictions off the Israelites. God, we thank you. Thank you. When you are known as Jehovah Roi, the God that sees me and causes me to see, you are there with Hagar. You are there. Strengthening. One who was discouraged, who was depressed, who was down, who thought they were going to die, but God, you showed yourself to be the God that could see and causes us to see. The God that sees us and causes us to see. God, we thank you. God, we pray on today that you will reveal yourself to us in new ways, God, that we will learn of you in new ways. We will learn different things about you, God, not only from reading it in your word, but experiencing it in our own life, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we do thank you. We thank you. We say it about sick We thank you. We thank you. We thank you on today, God. Those that might be anxious, those that are fianana, those that are fearful, those that are in doubt, that they might know you as Jehovah Shalom, that peace would be in their area, peace would be in their life, that they would experience and manifest it. Peace that is you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. Lord, we praise you. God, we ask right now that you would search our hearts, God. Search us. Search us. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, if there is anything in us that's not like you, God, we repent. Right now, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. We repent for anything that's not like you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sins known and unknown. Before we go any further, in intercession, God, we ask that you will go further in us, that you will search us out, God. Thank you, Lord. God, we desire to have clean hands and a pure heart. Thank you. God, thank you. God, thank you. God, thank you. God, thank you. If we held anyone in unforgiveness, Father God, we forgive them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity to know you as a God who forgives us. You are faithful and just to forgive our sins. God, we are glad to know you as that person even now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because we are confessing our sins to you, your word says you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we thank you. We thank you for every way we get to know you on today. All throughout the rest of this year. We thank you, God, for how we've gotten to know you. We thank you for how we get to know you, Holy Spirit. For those that have lost, we are thankful to know you as a comforter. As we've gone throughout this year, we're thankful to know you, Holy Spirit, as the one that brings everything back to our remembrance. As we went through your word all through this year, when we needed to know what to say to that situation that arose, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the one that brought everything back to our remembrance. So we had that scripture to say at that moment, when doubt wanted to come, faith rose up because the word was there. You said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We thank you because you muttered it in our hearing. You brought it back to our remembrance so we could say it and our faith rose up. Hallelujah. We thank you on this year. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all the ways we got to know you and all the ways we're going to know you, God. You will not say that depart from me for I never knew you, because God, we are pressing into you today. Hallelujah. Yes. We continue to press into you this year. We continue to press into you that we would know you. You would know us. In the Bashe Kananabandekorabasi. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you on today. We thank you. We thank you for these many months. We thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you for the very first day of December. Hallelujah. We thank you for the first, God. We give you first fruits on this day. The first fruits of this morning. The first fruits of praise. We give you first fruits on this day, God. Thank you. Thanking you, God. For 11 months of getting to know you, 11 months of being in your presence, 11 months of receiving revelation of who you are, 11 months of helping you to grow us in our faith, 11 months of experiencing you, wrapping your arms around us in the midst of situations, 11 months of interceding for our youth. God, we thank you. 11 months for interceding for marriages, 11 months for interceding for our government, 11 months interceding for financial breakthrough, 11 months for interceding for strength, 11 months, God, interceding for healing, 11 months, and we don't get off the wall today. We carry it into the 12th month, God, because you are God, and you told us, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, and I would forgive them, I would hear their prayers, and I would heal the land. God, we thank you for this 12th month of intercession, this first day of the 12th. We give you our first fruit. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we praise you.
God, we exalt you. God, we magnify you. God, we lift you up. We lift up the angel of this house. We lift up Apostle Overton. We thank you for everything that you've done in her life this year. We thank you for how you, for your grace, for your mercy. We thank you for your revelation that you pour out upon her. We say we thank you for her press. We thank you for her teaching. We thank you for her anointing. God, we pray that you would bless her all the more. Move mightily all over her body, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Move through her body, God. Move through her body, God. And in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Release extraordinary provision. In the mighty name of Jesus. In every aspect of her life, release provision. In every area and everything that she needs provision in, release it. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for supernatural provision, God. We thank you for releasing it now. We thank you. We lift up different ones. We continue to call your name out. Raven. We call your name out. Continue to move. In every part of our life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother John, continue to move in every part of his life. Thank you, Chantella. We continue to call your name out. Move in every area of our life. Have your way, God. Thank you, God. Apostle Shanette, we call her. Move in every area of her life. We call our leaders' names out. I lift up Apostle Benny L. Dozier and Prophetess Geraldine Dozier. Bless every part of their life, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, move mightily in every part of their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, you are awesome, powerful, and mighty God, and there is nobody like you. You are a good God. You are a just God. You are a righteous God. Thank you for all that you've done. We give you this first fruits. Thank you, Lord. We give you first fruits today. The first fruits of our lips. The first fruits of our hearts. We give it to you, God, because you're worthy of it. You're worthy of all the praises. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the glory, God. And there's nobody like you. We won't give you our leftovers, God, but we'll give you our best. And if God this year we have not given you our best, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We'll take what you said to Cain. When he told them that Abel gave a better sacrifice, he gave them an opportunity to give a better offering. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, if these 11 months we have not given you our best, we have not given you our first fruit, we have not given you of our sacrifice, we have have not given you unblemished sacrifices, perfect sacrifices of our time, of our finances, of our love, of our worship. If we have not given it to you, we repent right now as we enter into this last month, the first day. We repent if we have not given you our best. And we ask God that you would help us in any way. If we don't know how to give our best, show us what we need to do. What time that you're asking for. What you're asking for. Before the end of this year, God. So that this would be a real first fruit. And that the rest of this month we would give you what you desire, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we might know more about you, and you might know us because of our time with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we do thank you. God, we praise you. And Lord, we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Father, as all these things have been brought before your throne of grace. Father, we stand in agreement with everything, Father, that was spoken before you, Father, in confidence and faith. Father, we release our precious faith, O Heavenly Father, in knowing that these things are now done. Praise God. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. And again, thank you for joining us. Please go to our Facebook page and like the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Here you can leave your testimonies. You can leave prayer requests. You can ask biblical questions. You can engage the ministry and follow the ministry. If you're in the Chicago area, you can also come out and worship with us as well. So again, please go to the page and like the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. That was Deaconess Angela Campbell wrapping up our prayer for today's broadcast. We will again join you next week, same time, 6 a.m. every Saturday morning. You are more than welcome to join in and give us your prayer requests live. If not, you can always, again, go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and leave your prayer requests there. And before we go, Deaconess, is there a word from the Lord?
I just felt like this impressed upon my heart that literally we just do our best as we end this year to give God more of us. That the first fruit offering is a voluntary offering. It's not the tithe, right? It's an offering that says, I give you my best and I love you, God.
Like,
amen. There's the stuff that he's saying that's obligational, right? That you should give the tithe that is at 10%. And that is just an obligation. But that first fruit, it's an offering. You know what I mean? Offerings are different than tithes. Offerings are what comes out of your desire to demonstrate your love to the Creator and the love to Jesus. So just on this first day, remembering that if we haven't, if God has been requiring things of us and we haven't given them, Apostle Overton said that God dealt with her earlier this year about the word obedience. If there are things that God was saying he wants us to be obedient to, I just love him because he as long as we're alive, it's not too late. It's not too late to be obedient. It's not too late to do what he's asked us to do. And in fact, when he was talking to Cain, he said, oh, would not I bless you? if you do this. Cain, he just could not bring himself to do it. But we have an opportunity to do what God has asked us to do. So that's just what's on my heart right now.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for that edifying word. Again, we just appreciate you. So thank you again for your prayers, and thank you again for the word. Thank you again for being faithful to the broadcast as well. So again, please join us here, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning next week, 6 a.m. Until then, know that we love you. We're praying for you. Know that God loves you. You are a favorite of God. And because God favors you, laws change, rules change, situations change, protocols change, hearts change, minds change in your favor, because you are a favorite of God. His favor goes out before you and surrounds you like it's a shield. So we'll see you next week, same time, 6 a.m. Again, please go to the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We'll see you next week. We love you. God bless.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let him say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.